You're listening to Tin Pod Radio. I'm Adam P. Nave, co-writer of The Once and Future Queen, out March 1st from Dark Horse Comics.
Under the training book usually is how a very tired and sometimes drunk rider dumps out a wasteland of words and thoughts from his brain so he can reboot in the morning. Under the training book is a journal style show that more resembles Days of Diaryland and Daily Blogger updates than a normal podcast. With rants on politics, faith, pop culture, and pain, tests of every beep and whistle during a podcasting learning process, this show may not be for you. These days, it's part of the writer's speech therapy as he tries to learn to talk with his new teeth. But today, he doesn't have those teeth in. Today, as he records this, he has a day off, so you might be able to understand this one.
Many times came to record one episode, fucking it up.
God's Left in the Trash. Written by Brian C. Williams. Copyright 2012. System Publishing. 9. Where are you going to put it all when a mountain of slipping lies begin to fall? And the safety net you fetal crawled within to hide is outshone by the 9. The streets are singing along to the sounds of the future. The lyrics are not calm, but we are listening to our teacher. One of 9 in the storm and not just a number. Come next to hear the marching, it is getting louder. Boot steps and arms at the ready. Revolution sounds out. Release the levy. Open the gates and let the rebels pour in. Fighters are the reddest sort of sin. The sin of a government out for wasting its people. Cutting back on knowledge to be replaced with thirst people. Staple me red. Call me a traitor. The waves are coming now. Don't lean in. Close. Listening for later. The news. Have you heard the news? President Trump is a piece of shit. A coward. And a danger in every real sense to each and every American. Next on the news. The news of the today is the Oscars from last night. And how Warren Beatty and others faked that mistake. You know he did. You know they did. It was a stunt. You have an old school Hollywood actor from back in the day when stunts were just another part of the life of Hollywood. It is today, but not as much. It was a stunt. The Oscars is a total bullshit shit show, so how does this surprise you? Take this year for example. It read like a bad script. People call Oscars racist and establishment to the high. So what happens? They throw out some moments to get liberals talking again about the show. And then give a sexual harasser a reward later in the night to also keep the frat boys happy too. The Oscars are as hollow as the status of their statues. In technology news, do you know technology sucks? If not, listen to Tin Pod episode number 9, or 19. Episode number 19. Not only does technology suck, but my brain sucks. But that episode will let you know of a situation of technology sucking. Also, news with our own world of news. March will be once again in Future Queen Month at Tin Pod Radio. All this month, we will be conducting interviews with the creators of the series as issue number 1 drops on March 1st from Dark Horse Comics. Also on that date, Tin Pod number 20 will be uploaded as we interview the co-creator of the series, Adam P. Knob. Sorry if I mispronounce names. That's what I'm bad at more than anything else. March will be seeing a Talking with Mari episode also as we discuss issue number 1. And to end the month, an episode of Under the Training Book where I do a full review of number 1 in detail. All no host barred, if you will. Also, if schedules fit, there will be other interviews with the other creators of Once and Future Queen in March. So, look forward to those. I've talked with some of the creators, and it's been really interesting, and I think it's going to be a really good book. If you're a fan of Arthurian Legend, I think you'll enjoy it. It's March 1st from Dark Horse Comics, Once and Future Queen. I assume it was something I wrote after the Oklahoma City bombing when I was in college for the school paper, the Red Fox Flyer. I had a monthly piece in it called Just One Student, and this piece was called Floating Thoughts. Knowing that being a college student includes a lot of hard work is hard concept for some to grasp when they first land on a college campus. Some learn a lesson, a hard lesson, get to work. Others just linger, just cling on. When a student comes to realize the fact that there is no way around the hard work of college life, if they plan to accomplish something more, a choice is in order. Choices are in order. This is a trust and an acceptance which students build on to make their lives new. From this fact of college life, a student must develop a focused, driven mindset to keep from losing his or her way. Distractions of any kind can be immersed of a whack to a student's mindset as even a failing grade. I almost realize that college students on the surface can look calm and confident, but from the eyes of one of their own, there can be seen an edge to their steps, an uncalmness to their speech. Lately, college students here where I'm going to school talk of unsettling events that have taken their concentration from college life. Events that affect the student, but come from outside. Faces are hiding behind jokes, smiles, and other things. Before, they would talk of Friday night gridiron events or flights of fantasy on a screen. But now, when they have breaks to rest, the very people who have taken on a concept of their hard work paying off can think of nothing but question. Do you think they found anything? Who could have done it? Could it possibly happen here? For them, gaps in knowledge are more dangerous than not grasping the concept of hard work. We must not let the cowardness of the insubstantial take our mindset and send it astray. They will win if we allow this to take place. They will win if we do not see the effect it has on it. I wrote that piece when I was in college. I remember the Oklahoma City bombing by the fact that I was coming into class or between classes, and I walked in one of the buildings, and we had TVs, which a lot of schools do. Of course, they're flat screens now, but they're in the hallways at different points. And I remember the guy that did all the video, audio, and visual work for the college, who was part of the same department I worked in for work study, was running around changing all the channels on the TVs. And he was changing them to Oklahoma City when they were talking a news reports on the bombing. So, yeah, that was like, I mean, there's certain big memorable moments in everybody's life. Everybody has these key moments. Like, no generation, no person who's grown to any type of age has not had these moments. And that's when I remember a lot by that situation and what happened. Okay, that's enough just me for today. So, fuck off. Go away. Go listen to a podcast that's good. You know, something like Harmontown with Dan Harmon, or Stacey's Pop Culture Parlor, or, you know, Fully Posable, which deals with WWE action figures, as well as other wrestling action figures. Something good. Just stop listening here, okay? Go away. Bye. Cue music.
I want a renaissance to shine a light, be the change we want, set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart, hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark. Like music in you, trying to get out. voices. Can freedom carry on? We are many voices singing along with our very own song. There is a sound. I wanna run a song. We've been sleeping.